that stuck here. That's right, just outside of the train station. And all the wise people of the city are coming to figure out how to move the train into the train station. Well, you know, these things are interesting in themselves, even though I don't seem to learn anything from it. But I guess it has to do with age. As somebody pointed out, I'm always happy to hear about the fact that my age is compromising. I never wanted to teach these psukim. Something about these psukim, I felt that it wasn't clear. It really wasn't clear at all what was going on. I couldn't figure it out. Rashi helped me a little, but not enough. So finally, you know, as the computer indicates that I've reached a hoary old age, I'm going to give it a try. I'm going to try. The name of this shiur is Eyeh Asher Eyeh. Eyeh Asher Eyeh. The words mean I will be what I will be. And we'll see immediately who said it, to whom, and for what reason. The pasuk is Ber Gimel, pasuk Yud Gimel. Ayomer Moshe el Ha'elokim, Hinei Onochi ba el Bnei Yisrael v'amata lahem, Elohei Avoteichem shelachani aleichem, v'amru li ma shemo, ma amar aleichem. I mean, if we go right to the end of the pasuk, Amru li mashimo, Moshe Rabbeinu is concerned that the people, when he goes to the people and he kind of presents himself as the opportunity of the future, they're going to ask him. Amati lehem alehem v'teichem shlachani alehem v'amru li. You see that line? The last line, the third line on the page, Vamru li mashimo. I mean, isn't that what you're going to say? Is that what anybody would say? The Savior comes after many years of slavery, and the Savior comes to take them out of Egypt to bring them to Har Sinai, and then from Har Sinai to Eretz Canaan. Vamru li. And they all say to me, thank you, or we're happy you're here, or let's get going. They're going to say, Mashimo. Mashimo, reverting to God. What is the issue here? Why do they have to do Mashimo? And then didn't they know Mashimo? Let's go back to the beginning of the pasuk. Vayomer Moshe el Ha'elokim. Now we know. You all know that the name for God Elohim is the name with which God created the world. Reshit bara Elohim et ha-shamayim et ha-aretz. That's what God created, the name that God created the world with. And the name that God created the world with in the second chapter of Reshit is modified. And God created the world, Hashem Elokim, Biyom Bro, Hashem Elokim, that somehow the name of God, Elokim, was modified by another name of God, Hashem Elokim, right? The other name. So we know that the name Elokim is the name that represents the truth, the psak, the determination, the way things should be. All of these things are in that word Elokim. The word Hashem, which we'll see in a minute, will come up in a minute, is Rachamim. And the way Chazal understood it, they said the world should have been created, would have been created, might have been created, b'din, meaning that you did something good, you were rewarded. You did something bad, you would be punished. That's Hashem, and that's Elohim. That's Elohim. So again, let's read the pasuk again. Vayomer Moshe el ha'Elohim. Moshe Rabbeinu is talking to the God of justice, the God of truth, the God of right, the God of what should be. And he says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the God Elohim, he says, Hine Anochi Baal B'nei Yisrael, what's going to happen when I come to B'nei Yisrael, I, Moshe Rabbeinu, V'amarti Lahem, and I say to them, Elohei Avotechem Shlachani Aleichem. And I say to them, as in the future any prophet would say, any prophet sent by God to B'nai Yisrael, any prophet would say, God sent me. Which God? The God that you know, the God of your fathers. If that's what I say to them, that the God of your fathers sent me to you to do a service. And you say, they say to me, Mashimo says, what do you mean? We know that Jews talk of one God. There's only one God, and that one God has the quality of oneness so that he cannot be even represented by another God. It's all the same. It's all the same. Vamruli Mashimo. What they want me to, and a question that they want me to answer is, this God that you say you represent, Moshe Rabbeinu, how did he come? How did he come to you? How is he coming to us? Which God that we know, which temperament of God is there? We know there's a God of Hashem, and there's a God of Elohim, there's the God of justice and truth and honesty, and you get what you deserve, and then there's the God of mercy. So which God are you sending? So that seems to be the question that B'nai Yisrael understood. B'nai Yisrael understood after a long period of time, a lot of slavery, a lot of distance from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They understood that you have to know what the nature of God that's making you the offer. You see, I'm trying to avoid somehow giving the impression that Moshe Rabbeinu might have thought that B'nai Yisrael were interested in sort of defining which God. We know which God it was. There's only one God. Avraham Avinu knew that. And he passed that on down through the generations, his children, his grandchildren, his great-grandchildren, etc. They all knew that. And yet, they also knew at the very least that there was a God of mercy and there was a God of justice. And they wanted to know who sent them, because they knew that they were suffering. They were suffering a very harsh punishment at the hands of Paro in Egypt. The people of Am Yisrael, the nation of Israel, suffered a tremendous amount of pain because they were being judged harshly in heaven. They didn't know why. It wasn't clear to them why they were being judged, but they were being judged, right? And so Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Amarti lahem Elohei Avotechem Shlachani Aleichem." He says, "If I answer with the standard answer that the God of your fathers sent me to you," Moshe Rabbeinu is speaking to B'nai Yisrael, "Vamrulei Mashemo." It's sort of like saying, "I have to know more. That's not good enough. That's not, you know, we're not going to respond to a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that doesn't work. that is not what we're looking for. It's not what we're suffering for. It's not why we're enslaved in Egypt. In order to get a preferential relationship with God, and not what everybody else does. Vamruli mashimo ma'amar alechem. They want to know what is the intimate position of relationship between God and Am Yisrael. God and Am Yisrael. I mean, we all know that Shir HaShirim, the Song of Songs, is a song about the relationship between Am Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Shekhinah, relationship between Shekhinah and Am Yisrael. That relationship, you read Shir HaShirim, sounds like it's romantic. It's something so pleasant that it's hard to avoid. It's hard to think of anything else. That's Shir HaShirim. And so you might say that the people here are talking to Moshe Rabbeinu and asking him, well, what is it? What have we gotten to? Is it Shir HaShirim? Or is it something else? Again, Pasuk Yud Dalet. Vayomer Elokim El Moshe. Again, right? The first Pasuk Yud Gimel, Vayomer Moshe El Elokim. And here in Pasuk Yud Dalet, Vayomer Elokim El Moshe. Elohim, remember, is din, is justice, is sachar ba'onesh, reward and punishment. That's din. You get what you deserve. If you deserve good, you get good. If you deserve less than good, that's what you could expect. Vayom Elohim el Moshe, eyeh asher eyeh. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. Eyeh asher eyeh. Heyeh means I will be. Asher Heyeh. Right? Okay. Heyeh Asher Heyeh. Vayomer Kotomar Levnei Yisrael. This is what you just say to Bnei Yisrael. Heyeh Shalachani Alechem. So what is Heyeh Asher Heyeh? Is that the name of God? And why does God say to Moshe, Kotamal b'nei Yisrael, Yesh lachani aleichem, sticha, why does God say to Moshe Rabbeinu, Yesh lachani aleichem? Let's look at the Rashi. Yesh asher yeh. You see the Rashi? Eyeh imam bitzara zo. Asher eyeh imam b'shiyabud sha'ar malchiyot. Rashi knows that the history of the Jewish people is difficult and was difficult. And continues to be difficult. Remember Rashi in the 11th century in southern France. Rashi says, what is God telling Moshe Rabbeinu? God is telling Moshe Rabbeinu, Eyeh imam b'tzara zo, I will be with them in this terrible situation that they're in now. B'tzara zo, Asher eyeh, or kasher eyeh imam, v'shiyabud shar malchuyot. So we know that the slavery of the people in Egypt, the slavery of the people in Egypt is something that's going to repeat itself. It's going to happen again and again and again in history. And even though some of that time at least will be spent reasonably, right? Some of that time. But a lot of that time will be very difficult. The last time will be very difficult. But Yomer, Hotam Aleph Nei Yisrael, Haye Shalachani Aleichem. So if according to Rashi, God's told Moshe Rabbeinu that Haye, I will be with them. Asher Haye means I'll be with them again and again and again. But when you speak to them, when you speak to Bnei Yisrael, Mato Mar Bnei Yisrael, Hashem Elokei Avoteichem, Elokei Abraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, Shlachani Aleichem, Zeh Shmi Leolam, Zeh Zichri Lidor V'Dor. Again, in Pasuk Yudalet, Kol Tomar Lebnei Yisrael, Eyeh Shlachani Aleichem. Don't tell them, don't tell him my real name. Don't tell them my real name. Rashi says, "Asher ye imam b'shibud she'ar malchuyot," that I will be with them in the future as I with them in the present. Ma ani mazkir lahem tzara acheret. Why do I have to mention the fact that, why do I have to say that I'll be with them in the future? It's like saying, I'm telling you, in the future you're going to have problems, just like you have a problem now. Dayam bitzarazo, amalo, yafe amarta. Yeshu lachani alechem, yafe amarta. So who says those words? Kotomar lebnei Yisrael, Eye shelachani aleichem. That's what you should say, Moshe Rabbeinu. Say Eye shelachani aleichem. That it's only the problem of now that God is attesting. It's the problem of now. Amalo yafe amarta. Kotomar v'gomer. Vayomer od Elokim el Moshe. Furthermore, the third time that the name Elokim is mentioned. Vayomer od Elokim el Moshe. And God continued to speak to Moshe and said, Kotomar b'nei Yisrael. This is what you should say to b'nei Yisrael. Hashem Elokei Avoteichem. Elokei Abraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. I want to tell you something about Hashem. You see Hashem? Yud Kei Vav Kei, the name of God. Or maybe it's not the name of God. Maybe it's a word that references God. And so Hashem says, Elohim says to Moshe Rabbeinu, says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Kotomar b'nei Yisrael, this is what you should say to them. I heard the question. The question is, what's my name? And I gave you an answer. But leave that answer be. I think you should say something else. Elokei, I'm sorry, Pasuk Tejva Vayomer Od Elokim Moshe, El Moshe, Kotomar b'nei Yisrael, Yud Kei Vav Kei, Elokei Abraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, Shilachani Aleichem, the God that we know about sent me to you. That's what you should say. There was the names that we've heard so far. The names we've heard so far about God are Elohim. And we've also heard we've heard Yud Kei Vav Kei. Then we've heard Elohei Avoteichem, the God of your fathers, which is not exactly a name. Elohei Abraham, Elohei Yitzchak, Elohei Yaakov. which is the cumulative name of the Avot. There are like a lot of names. A lot of names. We just have a little more to finish. Shlachani Alechem, the God that you know about, has sent me to you. And then finally the Pasuk says, Zeshemila Olam Vezeshri Lidor Dor, Zeshemila Olam. Pasuk Yud Gimel, the people ask, Mashimo, Vamruli Mashimo, Ma Omar Alechem. So there's an answer. And the answer is Zeshemila Olam Vezeshri Lidor Vador, or Dor Dor. So what's the name? If they ask Moshe Rabbeinu, what's your name? What are you supposed to say? What is Moshe Rabbeinu supposed to say? I mean, it's not clear to me at all. So now, Rashi. Zeshmi le'olam. Zeshmi le'olam. Chaser. Vav. The word le'olam, forever, is spelled in a possible way of spelling, but a more convenient way would be olam, ayin, vav, lamed, mem. But here it's chaser vav. Lomar ha'alimuhu. Oh, here's Rashi, he's not afraid. He just says it, ha'alimuhu, hide him, hide it. Hide it. Shelo yikra kichtavo. Which name of God is not written kichtavo? Yud ke vav ke. Yud ke vav ke. Zeshmi le'olam. Zeshmi le'olam. It's hidden. There's something you can't find. Vize zichri. Ze zichri lidor. Lamdu heyach nikra, ze zichri, zichri. Lamdu heyach nikra, how God is called. V'chein, Davidu Omer, in the Tehillim, there's a pasuk that says, Hashem shimcha le'olam, Hashem zichricha lidor v'dor. We do it again, the last pasuk in Rashi. Zeshmi le'olam, chaser vav. Zeshmi le'olam. There's a vav missing from the word olam. Doesn't mean it's missing, it means that usually we'd have expected it to be written with a vav. Chaser vav lomar, ha'ali mehu, shelo yikra kichtavo. Hide it. How are you going to hide it? You're not going to read it the way it's written. The way you're not going to read it, the nature of the name, so that it turns out again, what's the name? What's the name of God? Yud Kei Vav Kei. What is it that Yud Kei Vav Kei contains? Or what is it that we learn from Yud Kei Vav Kei that the name of God is not obvious? Doesn't make, you know, doesn't. It is, if you had to translate all of this, if you had to translate all of this, Moshe Rabbeinu said, I need a sign. I need a sign that will help me to establish myself as legitimate in the eyes of Bnei Yisrael. I need a sign. And that sign could only be could only come from God. If it came from God, everybody would know that it was true. And so, what if they ask me? What if they ask me? But we all know Elohim. Vayomer Moshe Elohim. That's how these psukim start. And then the Rashi said, then the Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Vamarti lahem eliyavotechem chachari alichem." So that's true. Elohei Abotechem Shlachani Alechem. That's a true statement. But the people are not going to be satisfied, Moshe Rabbeinu said, with that true statement. They know that, or they know that already, but there's no name. A name indicates kind of a connection. You know that the first one who was charged with calling names of the animals was Adam HaRishon, the first man. And that was in order to give him a part, to make him part of the process of creation itself. So calling something by a name is an indication of closeness. It's something that God could give to somebody, but God could also reveal himself as having a name. And if we knew what the name was, we would be sure that God was sending Moshe Rabbeinu on this expedition. Not good enough. Elohei avotechem, pasuk yud gimel, right? Va'amruli mashimo, and they would say to me, we want to know what God is really about, what God is saying. Va'amruli mashimo. Ma omar alehem, in what way could I answer? In other words, what do they want? They want a real connection. They want a real connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They want Shir HaShirim at Yitziat Mitzrayim. They want to be certain. They want to be certain that God is not judging them, but taking them out to a great new world. That's what they want. And they say, Moshe Rabbeinu, you're not just an Egyptian, a prophet, or somebody who can do little miracles. We want to know what our relationship with God will become. We want to know that. Vamruli Mashimo, Moshe Rabbeinu says, they'll say, what is your name? Ma'omar lehem, that's his question, because what they are asking for is a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not just with breaking out of Egypt. It was a good or bad in Egypt, we don't know, but it wasn't really terrible. It wasn't really terrible. He says, well, ma'odel, and so he says, they said, ma'shmo, ma'omar lehem. If I can't tell them that it's worthwhile, if I can't tell them that freedom under the auspices of God is better than the slavery they have in Mitzrayim, if I can't tell them that, not just that they'll be free, that they'll go out of Mitzrayim, but their whole world view will change, everything will change about their world. Again, and God says to Moshe, what's God? God is the God who created the world. It's not the new world. Not the new world. I'm telling you, Moshe Rabbeinu, that nothing will ever change in my relationship to Am Yisrael. It will always be the same. Eyeh asher eyeh. Vayomet koto marli bnei Yisrael eyeh shlachani alechem. Rashi had trouble with this. Rashi had trouble with this pasuk. What is it that God is saying to Moshe Rabbeinu? Don't tell them my real name. Don't tell me to tell them the truth. Eyeh shlachani alechem. That's what you tell them. That's what you should tell them, because that's the truth. That's the truth. Everything remains the same. I mean, I think that the book of Bereshit, the entire book of Bereshit, is about confidence in the divine promise. And as we always have this kind of problem, we know that God's promise is inviolate. If God promises that we'll get to Eretz Yisrael, we must get to Eretz Yisrael. If God promises that we will have much progeny, we'll have much, much progeny. But what about the fact that there's also, at the same time, sechar ve'onesh? a reward and punishment principle, which actually says that we are not always going to benefit from the divine promise, or we will. The promise will remain intact no matter what. So, Vayom Elokim El Moshe, Pasuk Yudalit, Eyeh Asher Eyeh, the promise is always there. It's always fixed. Vayom Ekotam Alev Nei Yisrael Eyeh Shlachani Alechem, Pasuk Tejva Vayom Od Elohim. Also, again, Elohim, El Moshe Kotam Alev Nei Yisrael. And then the answer to the question, which is Yud Kei Vav Kei. Yud Kei Vav Kei is the not only another name of God, but it seems to be the higher name of God. And why is that? Because Zeshmi Le'olam. Zeshmi, there is such a thing. Rashi says, Chaser Vav, it's missing that Vav in the word Olam. Lomar Ha'alimuhu. That itself tells you that the answer, Zeshmi Le'olam, the fact is that the word Yud Kei Vav Kei is hidden. It is hidden, right? Ha'alimuhu, Shelo Yikra Kichtavo. How is it hidden? Well, we don't read it. We don't read the word as it is written. We read it in a different way. So what word in the world do we read in a different way? Okay, maybe there's another word. But what word do we read in another way? The word Yud Kei Vav Kei. In other words, what Moshe Rabbeinu found out that he was going to pass on to the children of Israel was the fact that Yud Kei Vav Kei is special. Yud Kei Vav Kei is not just mercy. It's actually the higher form of Din. The higher form of Din meaning Elohim, that's judgment. That's truth. That's Din. That's what should be. But we know that Rachamim overwhelms Din. Rachamim very often takes the place of Din. And when Rachamim takes the place of Din, it does it because there's a higher response by God to reality that's called Yud Kei Vav Kei. And Yud Kei Vav Kei teaches us that God's name can be hidden. And so that means that the experience of Yitziat Mitzrayim that Moshe Rabbeinu was about to lead the people to includes a different understanding of the name of God. It's not the old name. It's not the name which reflects the judgment of God in the world. It's not the name that reflects the punishment, if you deserve the punishment. It's above that. It's going beyond that. It's true that that's where you were in Mitzrayim. You had not reached the understanding necessary in the world to make it in the world, right? But now you're going to understand it. You're going to understand that necessity and that understanding in the world. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, what if they ask me, what is God's name? And what does that mean? That means that what happened with us? What happened with our spiritual world? I mean, who are we supposed to be like? And what are we supposed to be doing? So Moshe Rabbeinu said to them, Zeshmi la'olam, Zeshmi la'olam, the name of God, which is the merciful God. Right? So that Yitziat Mitzrayim will be a merciful event, and it will remain recorded in the history of mercy forever. Forever. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu said. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu received. That's what Bnei Yisrael, the people, understood through his teaching and reminding of them of what the names of God represent. Tov, have a good Shabbos. I'll see you next week.